irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the show. Today is Monday, September 9th. After a weekend, how was your weekend, Orr?
Oh, it was fantastic.
Really?
It was really good.
Wow. Yeah. I'm glad to hear. So you performed on when? Friday?
I performed at the Ice House Friday, and then I was just chilling.
Really? Tell me something. Are you like in the main room there or like in the small room?
I did shows in both. This was on stage two. Yeah.
Okay.
It was a fun show. It was a fun
really?
Show.
Really? Is there a good audience there at the Ice House?
Yeah. Especially on the weekends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. I've been to several clubs, comedy places, and Ice House is my favorite, you know?
Really?
Yeah. Not
yeah,
only is
nice
it in
food.
It's like in Pasadena and stuff, but no, I don't know why. Actually, I think I do, because let me tell you something. VH1, do you know the channel, like MTV? They used to be around, I mean, they were around for a long time. Back in the 1990s, they had a show called Showcase Showdown. Was it? No. Something like that. I don't know. But it was Rosie O'Donnell before she was famous, and she would bring on comedians. Mm-hmm. So, and that was taking place at the Ice House.
Oh,
so
really?
I always connected it with it, mm-hmm. with all great comedians, you know?
Yeah.
Do you know Bobby Collins, the comedian? Do you know him?
I don't know him personally.
Do you know of him? Have you seen him perform?
Old school. Oh, no, I've never seen him.
Really?
Live.
But. He's so funny, man. You got
to
watch him. He is old school.
But I've never live.
Yeah. I saw him live. I also saw him on YouTube and things like that. This guy is extremely funny. So that's one of my favorite comedians. Do you have any favorites of the famous ones?
I like Ali Wong. Do you know Ali Wong?
No, I don't.
She did this special called, one of them called Baby Cobra. She's the Asian lady that was pregnant.
Okay. No, I wouldn't know, but maybe the listeners know.
That's like the most
know.
General way to describe. She's super funny. She's super, super, super funny. Her special is amazing. I recommend watching it. Did you watch the latest Dave Chappelle?
No.
Sticks and Stones. Everybody's talking about it.
I know,
it.
But it's controversial. Some people that's are why, saying they hate it, right?
Yeah, well, that's why everybody's talking about it. Let me tell you something. Yeah. Like Dave Chappelle reached a state in his career that he can literally do whatever the hell he wants.
Really?
He can say whatever the hell he wants. And he attacks face front.
Everybody?
He face fronts everybody, but every issue that has been hurting America in a way. There's guns, there's white people, black people, there's the opiates attacks, there's the LGBTQ community.
Right.
Not attacks, but jokes about. When I say attacks, I mean tries to fix it with humor. And that's because that's, you know, people get offended these days, but they don't understand if a comedian talks about a certain subject, what they do is through the humor, they're trying to make it better.
And expose the fact that.
And expose what's wrong with it
through humor.
That
you need to
talk
about it. You
that's
know?
Their job. If they won't talk about you, if they won't talk about a problem that maybe or a thing that also you have, then now it's under the rug and nobody talks about it.
Right.
So for people to say, I'm offended that he would talk about the LGBT, he's trying to bring light to that community through humor.
Right.
So that's what I'm saying. If nobody talks about nothing, then what is this? What is this society? So people get offended and stuff. And I'm saying, no, you should be happy when he talks.
Especially when you go to a comedy show, you know? I mean, you should expect that it's going to be funny. People are going to try to be funny.
Yeah, and what they try to do is to take a painful situation and try to make it, trying to put humor in it, and that way it does a few things. A, it sometimes it doesn't fix the pain, but it helps with a painful situation because now you see the funny side of it. It brings that issue to the front of the stage.
Right.
okay, of the conversation. That's what we try to do as comedian, to kind of bring issues to, okay, let's talk about this.
Right.
So if we talk about something and you feel like we talk about you and the first thing you want to get offended, just wait a minute and say, wait a minute. Wait a minute and say, wait a minute. What is he really trying to do? Because there's a joke, and I can be offended from the joke, but what this comedian really is trying to do is attend an issue that hurts people.
Right.
Right?
Right, exactly.
So,
well, I agree with that. You know, I mean, I think people need to be less politically correct and more open to the fact that I'm going to a comedy show. They're probably going to try to, not try, but offend some people.
Yeah.
Go there. Don't be offended. If you don't want to, don't go to a comedy show.
Yeah.
Or go to someone that you know what they're... Yeah. Material is, and
a comedian's job is very hard because it's their job to do these things. So when it goes right and it's funny, if everybody likes it, it goes like, oh my God, Dave Chappelle, he was so brave to attack the situation, and you know what we should talk about and stuff like that, and way to go, Dave Chappelle. Uh-huh. But if it's something that somebody got offended with, it was like, how can he say that? But you should know that that's their job. So sometimes you win, sometimes you lose too. So, yeah. You know, just commend them for trying,
right?
Because they're your messengers,
right?
They're the only people that are supposed to not be biased by advertisement, by big media company. I mean,
yeah,
they can be censored and media companies try it, but they do try their best.
Yeah, no, I agree. You know, I mean, I agree. And you know, the funny thing is that what they're doing is really exposing ridiculousness of some of the situations.
Something that's terribly wrong.
Right.
So if they address something and it's terribly wrong, they just put light on it,
right,
and say, look how insane this is.
Right. Right.
So if he talks about the LGBT community, maybe he wants to say, look how crazy this is.
Yeah, yeah. You know who was like that was George Carlin. You know,
he would make fun.
Right? I mean, he's good. He would make fun out of every important issue.
Yeah.
And but he was smart, you know. He was really smart in the things he said. They were funny, but they made sense.
Yeah.
You know.
So we gotta give comedians some sort of freedom to even make mistakes.
Yeah.
Because, you know, this is your job. You go, you do it every night, you know, mm-hmm, we're usually every day, comedians every night. They're gonna be some nights that maybe you didn't have the best set. Maybe you said something. Maybe you worked out a joke and it didn't come off the way you wanted to. But you're still working out. You haven't presented it yet. Didn't put it online yet.
Right.
You didn't put it for the judgment.
Yeah.
Committee.
Yeah. Yeah.
So give comedians some slack. I mean, they try the best. Sometimes things don't go as they want to, but it's okay.
Right.
It's a day at the job. So
yeah,
just understand that. It's another day at their job. And tomorrow's a new day. They learn something. By the way, talking about comedians, Kevin Hart is doing better.
Good to know.
Well, he suffered major fractures in his spine, which is really bad.
Yeah.
But now they say that he was able to walk.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. Wow. He has, and the thing is, he has a few projects in the pipeline. He also have an action movie. There's a lot of money.
Yeah.
That's now being like, okay, what are we gonna do now?
Yeah.
I saw, you know, The Rock.
Yeah.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson. Uh-huh. So they're friends. Kevin Hart was scheduled to appear on a show. I think the Kelly Clarkson show, and he couldn't. Obviously, he got in the car crash. The Rock left his honeymoon to sub for Kevin Hart.
Really?
I think that Kevin Hart is one of the most loved and respected people in the entertainment
business. Because I hardly know him. I just know his face, but I never really heard him or anything.
He's very hardworking. Well, I don't know him personally. From what I see, he's very hardworking. He's very positive. I've never seen him talk shit about anybody.
Yeah.
He has a million projects in the pipeline, and he's just so positive. You'd wake up. Sometimes he's so positive, it pisses me off. I'd be like, the fuck, Kevin? I can't. You're a super person. I can't. Like, I would feel shitty about what I do in my life because he was doing so many things.
Right.
It's like 6 a.m. in the morning. I'm at the gym, and then later we have this, and then later we have this, and then later. And I was like, oh my God, I feel like. But I'm sure that's not what he's trying to do. But anyway, Yeah, so he's great. And I don't know why, but I was checking on him every single day. I don't know this person. I'm a fan. I mean, he was just in my Instagram feed. He would post all the time. And I was like, what's going on? What's going on? So he is better. He's going to need a lot of physical therapy, a lot, heavy ones, you know, spinal things in your spine. That's bad news. But, anyway, Kevin, we're happy you're walking and we wish you the best in your recovery.
That's more. Yeah. And he was in a bad car accident. He was in the car, right?
He was in a car. Somebody was driving. This is unlike what happened to him.
Yeah.
You know what they say? It happened to him because in this old school car, they only have the seat belt here in the waist.
Yeah.
They don't have. And that's how you break your back.
Whoa.
Wow.
That's crazy.
Yeah. That is insane that people used to drive like that.
I know.
Wait, but guys, if you have vintage cars, please, please, please just install a regular seatbelt because the way they used to do it, obviously, will break your back.
Well, not many cars still have it. I'm surprised why he did this, why he didn't install something else.
Right.
It's crazy. You know?
And you can, right?
Yeah. I'm sure you can do anything.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah. So, my weekend was,
yes, some people talking about
it.
Me.
Yeah.
Damn, how was your weekend?
Boring. Nothing happening. But listen, I'm going to bring up the story because to me, this is huge.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I'll give you the background.
Yeah.
But let me tell you what this article, this isn't what they call, it says right here, exclusive. Published 1 hour ago. And this is on Fox, okay?
Okay.
Now, on Fox News. But this is not only Fox that fucked it up. All the media did.
Okay, I want to know what's going on okay. now.
First of all, we have to ask you if you remember the Brady Bunch. Did you ever watch it?
Yes, of course. They had
okay.
It. Yeah.
So the little girl, Cindy.
Yeah.
Her name is Susan Olsen.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And she's become a friend of the station. She used to be here. She was a friend of a host. So she was on that show. They had a show together for 3 years here.
Yeah.
Okay. And in fact, some of the pictures we have here with guests, she's still in them. So she had done some radio before, but she really didn't do a lot, you know. And then the show here was only once a week. It wasn't like a big deal or anything.
Yeah.
And she was definitely not an employee of us. The hosts here, people have to understand. I know this is going to be listened to because this has to do with what's going on. But the reason she's in the news now is because they got a Brady renovation type of thing where they're rebuilding the house they used to be in on the show.
Mm-hmm.
So they're in the news again.
Yeah.
Okay. So I give you a little background, and so now listen to this. Okay, so actually, let me tell you what this headline says first.
Okay.
Susan Olsen talks a very Brady Bunch renovation, says voting for Trump got her fired from radio show. Now, this has to do with us, okay?
Okay.
She's talking about us.
Okay.
Okay, but I just want you, before I get into this, I want you to see, this is the headline, right?
Yeah.
You understand she got fired from, that she says she got fired, right?
Yeah.
Now listen to what she says here. She says, I was never fired, in the article itself. So what the hell is going on here, you know? And I'm
trying
to find
like
this.
Clickbait.
Yeah, I mean, I can't find it here, but I looked. If you look in the, here, look what she says. She says, yeah, I did rant at a guy, wait a minute. The story was that I had been fired for a homophobic rant on the air.
Okay, well, that's
she says the story
different.
Was, right? Yeah, I did rant at a guy, but it was not on the air, and I never got fired. So if she says I never got fired, what does the fucking headline say? She was fired from a radio show. And the same story, fake news.
Yeah.
Okay? Because they probably got it from two different sources. But the thing is, what happened when this happened, this was like, right after Trump's, so maybe 3 years ago, 2.5 years ago. When that happened, so the headlines were everywhere. Susan Olsen, gay, tirade, hate speech, blah, blah, blah.
she
and she he posted that the guy, the gay guy that she ranted at, she sent him a pretty scathing anti-gay message, and he posted it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he posted
well,
what
course
she said.
Would.
So listen
would
to what
too,
happened.
If somebody would send me a hate thing, I would call them out. I'd
right.
Like, why would you, if somebody hit me like a Jewish thing, I'd be like, well, right, now you're know? Online.
Yeah, like see who Susan Olsen is.
Well,
the guy
I mean,
probably tried to
it.
Get. Now, they were on her show together, but this did not happen on the show. This happened on Facebook later.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So this, I see you're yawning, but
no.
Maybe some listeners care.
No.
You
I,
can go
I,
to sleep.
I care.
You
I
don't
care
have
lot.
To.
People yawn sometimes just because they just, you know, they woke up
I
recently.
Know, I'm giving you a hard time.
It's fine.
But at any rate, so.
So she ranted.
So the story,
she sent him a message on like his phone
like,
or in Facebook
yeah,
or whatever.
Instant message.
And he was
yeah.
like, look what Susan Olsen said to me, and we could actually
right.
yeah
you can see it
online yeah. on Facebook.
So all the media picked up on it,
right?
And then what happened is they said, oh, so I started getting like fucking emails and phone calls from the whole fucking world. One, some telling me fire her, and some telling me, oh, like saying, how can you have someone like that on your station and all that? And other people are like, if you fire, then you're like a pussy and all that shit. And you let other people. And I'm like, what the fuck am I supposed to do?
Right.
So I thought, you know what? The best thing to do is to call her and or write to her and tell her, let's just part ways. And it'll blow over, you know, because if you stay on here. I mean, I was thinking, if she stays on here, it's not going to stop. So I thought, you know, and she's just, she was just another host on the station, you know. So
yeah.
It's not like, and they're not our employees. You have to understand that. We provide a platform for people. We have a host that's still here, a regular host, and Susan was her co-host. So that's the relationship. I couldn't have fired her. There was nothing firing
her,
about her.
You weren't her boss.
Right. And I didn't tell her that. I just told her, let's part ways. So, but then I checked my voicemail from a previous day, and she left me a message saying, I quit. Right? So I found out about that later. So as it turned out, she's the one that wanted to leave in the first place, right?
Yeah.
So I put up a Facebook post saying, you know, we don't condone hate speech, blah, blah, blah. And we've severed our relationship with the host at the station that may have said some things. I didn't use her name or anything. So the media picked this up as though the severed ties was that we fired her. So all the headlines, where I still have them today, USA Today, Yahoo News, I don't know, so many, many newspapers and magazines picked it up that Susan Olsen, the innocent Brady Bunch girl, started with. Even Wendy Williams, I have a clip where Wendy Williams on the show was saying that. They put a picture of her and they were saying she was fired from her radio station.
Wow.
Some of the headlines even mentioned their name, you know?
People like to build these stories. That's what sells.
Yeah.
And maybe
that's media, you see, and that's what I'm saying. We don't see it.
That's media. If it sounds like a maybe story, we will connect the dots, and we'll make it a story and we'll sell this story. And I think that's what they did. And you know, there's a thing in America that you like to you burn the heroes.
Mm.
You want to see the heroes go down, and this is like a classic. Oh, she was the innocent, and now she had like a hate speech against the
right. Yeah.
The community, the gay community, and now she's being fired. That's like a Hollywood story.
Right.
I'm not saying she did. I mean, whatever she said, and whatever happened. But
right.
At the end of the day, it didn't matter to them if you fired her, even though you couldn't, or she quit, or what the fuck was going on. The story was that, okay, she was in the radio. She said a bunch of things. Now she's not in the radio. Let's make a story out of it.
Yeah. But look, they're also saying that she got fired for voting for Trump. Notice that I did not mention Trump in the story at all. It had nothing to do with Trump.
That's
and besides, I don't take political views when it comes to the station because I have so many people here.
Yeah.
I don't want to take sides. So to say that in the same story, two fucking mistakes between the story itself and the headline.
Yeah.
These are fucking factual errors that people should get fired for.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's a big enough story to do that, but I'm going to bring this up on social media now to fucking expose. And you know what? You know, they picked up the stories. Like what happened was I was able to trace it back on the internet and stuff. So I saw that some small publication wrote a story about this and then everybody copied it. Even the big ones copied it. You could see they were using the same words.
Yeah.
So that goes to show you when you're a victim of the media, man, fuck. They can say whatever they want. What are you going to say? Yeah. Nobody's going to believe you.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Right?
Yeah.
Wow.
So what is she doing now?
She's in that on that show, and you can see it. They show videos and pictures of them. Oh, and she's on a... So then she came... Oh, and then she came back. She was on another show here as a co-host. And we hugged, and everything was fine.
Yeah.
You know, so...
But nobody talks about
that. No, nobody's talking about that. And then the host she was co-hosting with decided he's going to go to some terrestrial radio station here. So that's where they went. Those are traditional radio stations, not internet stations. So anyway, so that's the story. Maybe somebody will listen. Maybe somebody will pick it up and correct the fucking story because she was never fired from a radio show. I'm glad they didn't really mention us in this story by name, but they have before. And it wasn't a pleasant place to be in, let me tell you.
Yeah.
When you have all this controversy. I even called Gloria Allred, you know, the attorney. I'm like, do you think we have any chance of, I mean, she's famous, Cindy Brady, blah, blah, blah. Do you think we can, what am I going to do? Like, you know, I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah, should I do something with it? She's like, just write it out and enjoy the attention. That's it, you know. It was negative attention, but
they say there's no such thing as bad press.
Right.
I mean, they didn't talk shit. I mean, yeah, they say you fired her, but in the same article, she is saying hate speech against gay people. So it's not like the article be like, oh, my God, LA Talk Radio did something wrong. So even though that didn't even happen and you didn't fire her because you're not her boss and they rent the space, it still wasn't like LA Talk Radio had hate speech. You know, it's not like. Yeah.
No, not at all. Not at all. So anyway, so that's that story. Of course, the Bahamas have been devastated. They call it Grand Bahama. I don't know why, but maybe there's certain...
Is this still going on?
No, it's over. It's but over. The destruction is there. They're saying it, but Grand Bahama right now is dead. That's what somebody said, you know. And the storm there was unbelievable. And did you notice that it usually almost always happens to these poor people on these tropical islands and stuff, because they're right there in the path of all these hurricanes. They don't build well for storms, you know, for hurricanes. So then when something goes through there, nothing stays standing, you know.
Yeah.
And, you know, I looked at some video of the storm itself. When the winds are like 120 miles an hour.
Yeah.
I mean, everything moves so fast. It's like unbelievable.
You fly.
Yeah, right.
I've seen people having to hold on to things.
Yeah, they get blown away.
Like in the cartoons.
Yeah.
And I'm like, God damn, that's scary. I know.
Somebody put a picture of a dolphin in the air, but I think it was Photoshopped.
No, that's for sure.
That was Photoshopped.
No, they're not going to take a dolphin from in the water. No.
No. The dolphin was like 20 feet in the air. 30 feet in the air.
Well, that's one hell of a ride for them.
I know, but it was a blurry picture.
Can you imagine that dolphin?
Yeah. I don't know. I don't think
it was. But if it was, that dolphin had one hell of a ride.
Yeah.
I bet he couldn't know what the fuck is going on.
I know. He's just there.
One moment he's in the water, and the next thing he's like 20 feet in the air. He's like inside this thing. He's like, what the fuck, man? Yeah, huh?
Tell me something. In comedy, do you have any mentors or anything? Like people that you look up to?
I want to. There's people I look up to. I need a mentor. So,
well, but you don't need them personally.
Of course you do. Why not?
If
why
you
not?
Can.
It's always good to hang out.
Well, yeah, first you of all, can ask.
Listen, I always, most of the people that I hang out with are comics.
Right. That's what I mean. So.
Yesterday, for example, I had like we did a open mic at my house.
Right.
Open mic show where it was just like five comics, all, you know, good comics, and we all fuck around on the mic and work on our material. And I kind of like that because the comics and not comics are not the same material of people. Doing comedy is very hard.
Right.
Very hard. You have to. There's so many things that involved in being a comedian that Jerry Seinfeld had an interview and he said, you know, I can meet a comic in the green room for the first time and have a conversation with him deeper than my own family.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. Because there's something about doing comedy that. It's just you're a different person. You know the struggle, you know the grind, you know all these things. You think differently. Your observant mind is humoristic.
Right.
So you see the funny in everything. So you can talk more freely with a comic, and it's not like there's no, I don't know how to say it really. So I hang out mostly with comics, but they're all kind of like my level. We all do shows together. Maybe they're a little, you know, but a mentor, that would be amazing. So the God of the Jews, if you listen to me, if you're listening to LA Talk Radio, I don't know if the God of the Jews are listening to LA Talk Radio, please send me a mentor. Please.
Yeah, well, you'll find one. You got to approach them. They're not going to come to you.
Well, yeah.
So do you find anybody, any like female comedian that's funny, that's like different, that you want to learn from? Or do you prefer to learn from the guys? How does it work? Does it matter?
It doesn't matter to me.
Right?
It doesn't matter to me. I do look up to, if she's a female, I'll even, I think that comedy shouldn't be gender dependent on. So it's like, oh, he's a guy comic.
No, not necessarily, but.
If they're funny, they're funny. I mean, like, if they're funny, they're just funny. But if it is a girl, I'll be like, oh, let me see what she got. Because I'm a girl, too.
Right.
And I want to see what she's doing.
Yeah.
I like Ali Wong. I do like Ilse Schlesinger. I think she works really hard. Mm. There's many comics I like.
Well, you'll get to meet a lot of them because they all end up coming here one way or another, you know. We've had so many comics on the show and at the station, too.
Nice.
I want to tell you this now. What if you found out that by mistake the bank put in $120,000 in your account?
Oh, my God. I think I read that article.
Did you?
And they spent it, right?
They spent the whole thing.
They was like, oh, fuck this. And they spent it all in like, what, a day? What was it?
I don't know how long it took them, but the point was the bank tried to contact them several times.
And they were like, oh, I don't know what you're talking about.
Right. Mm. They sort of disappeared. But the mistake was, I guess a teller deposited somebody else's money into a wrong account number.
Oh, no.
He made a mistake.
Well, the bank now, it's going to cost the bank.
Well, listen, but now the bank was asking the people for it.
No, they.
And they ignored it, right? So now they're arrested, and now they're going to have to.
Why are they arrested? The bank should have been arrested.
No, because it's not their money.
It doesn't matter.
But the bank tried to contact them.
They shouldn't be arrested for it.
Of course they should.
They didn't steal it. They didn't.
That's
okay,
theft.
I get
it's not theirs.
Yes, it's not theirs. But what I'm saying is they didn't walk into a bank and at gunpoint or whatever say, give me your money. They woke up one morning, saw that they have $120,000, and go, woohoo, we're rich.
Okay.
Went and bought a car and went on a trip.
Okay,
fine.
But is that justifying?
I'm not justifying, but
okay.
I'm just saying.
So now you know why they're in jail.
It's a little different. It's a little different than premeditate, like waking up and saying, I'm going to go steal some money today.
Okay, so they're not going to charge them for that.
They didn't do
anything.
It's
not going to be robbery, but maybe theft, you know, or fraud or whatever.
Yeah, they should have reported it. But I'm saying it's not the same thing as waking up in the morning saying, I'm going to go rob a bank.
It's not the same. Nobody's saying that.
They were minding their business and they got a bunch of money.
So you would have kept the money.
I wouldn't want to be arrested, so I don't know.
Okay, there you go. So you would know it's not okay. No,
well,
it belongs to somebody. You know you can't keep it.
It's really the teller's fault. Does he,
Okay, well, they make mistakes, let's say. Okay. But so what's the worst? They fire him for making a mistake and whatever. But it doesn't mean that you could, go ahead and spend the money like you're crazy.
I wonder what they spend it on.
Yeah. Oh, on everything. She says they even spent $15,000 to friends in need of money. And they paid bills and paid off their bills and all that.
Yeah, well, they paid off shit. They're like, I'm sorry, I paid off my bills.
Yeah.
I mean, they're going to send him to jail for that $120,000.
Yeah, and they thought they would get away with it. I mean, what the hell, you know?
It's not a lot of money. And if, like, I mean, they already paid for the bills. What do you want me to do to unpay the bill? I don't, you know.
No, then you're going to sit in jail.
they shouldn't have spent all. They should be like, whatever, spend $5,000, pay your bills.
Yeah. I mean,
and then the bank would be like, you know what, $5,000.
No, what I would have done.
Take the $5,000. I'm sure the bank wouldn't do that. But
yeah. No, I would have told the bank, and if I hadn't, for some crazy reason decided to keep it, logically, you just wait for a while to see if anybody comes after it, you know?
Yeah.
That's it, you know? Because maybe it was some drug money and nobody's going to look for it, you know?
That's the thing, too. That's pretty stupid. You get money, unexplainable money, and you just spend it. That's shady, man.
Yeah.
That's shady because that means that, like, if you would see a bag of money in the street, you would spend it. You don't know whose money this is.
Exactly.
That's the most dangerous thing that now that I think about it, you could do is spend somebody else's money. You don't know who that person is. You know what? They're lucky. Yeah. It's the banks.
Uh-huh.
Because if it was like bad people, they would go after them.
Yeah.
That's even worse. The bank can't kill you.
Yeah.
But some people will. For $120,000, some people will.
Yeah. Just cut your fucking head off.
Wonder what they spend it on. $120,000. I mean, you can't really buy a house.
Can you imagine making a deposit for that kind of money? I mean, what the fuck? They probably sold some, maybe a house, transferred some money. I mean, who deposits that kind of money? I guess there's a lot of rich people.
I can only imagine the guy who, that's his money in the bank. Right. He was like, hey,
well, he called.
Where's my $120,000, man?
He is.
And they're like, so oh, he's like, they can't even. So at the beginning, they can't even see. I was like, I'm sorry, sir. We can see $120,000. The fuck you mean you can't see $120,000? So just getting to the point where the service person on the phone, because he has to call a line. Is it 1-800, where the fuck is my money?
Uh-huh.
And he has to explain to them in the beginning, they don't see the money.
Well, I don't think they see it right away. Well, think about it. I mean, $120,000 deposit was made on this day. They look for account for all their deposits. They find it in 2 minutes.
Come on. I'm just thinking about the poor guy's situation. Yeah. You know, that he's on the phone with
these
people.
Well, I'm sure he freaked out at the beginning.
He freaks out. Wow.
Yeah. Crazy.
Well, we gave Crazy it to it, well, we put it in, a, in, a, in these people's account. You did what?
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God.
I know.
I saw a story of a little girl that told her mom that she was bullied. She was 3 years old. She was bullied at kindergarten. Mm-hmm. And then they got Batman to escort her the next day to kindergarten. That's so sweet, right?
Yeah.
That is so sweet. A lot of people are talking about, you know, bullying now and what an epidemic it is. It has always, since the beginning of history, I bet they used to bully people in caves. Right. Let me tell you, it's like human behavior. They group and then they take somebody out the group and then they alienate them.
Yeah.
So.
Well, that's what kids do mostly. I mean,
not just kids.
Well, no, like, of course, but that's
when
it starts,
just,
man.
It's just called, they do that.
Yeah.
But anyway, so Batman escorted this little girl to school. It was the cutest.
Would you see that on Facebook or some YouTube?
No, I saw it. So I follow these news. It's called MSN Funny News.
Mm.
And
it's funny the things that people follow, huh?
I just like the funny news. You know, I like to see if there's... I mean, it's not funny. It's more cute than funny, you see?
He walks
to the school.
Oh, yeah. It's pretty cool. I think I saw that.
Inside Edition.
Yeah.
I see a lot of, you know what, a lot of my friends are, girlfriends are becoming mothers right now. And, especially now with the school year started, if you have any mothers listening, A lot of them are like concerned because the last thing you want is to have your child bullied. But when you think about it, we all got bullied. I feel like right. I got bullied.
Yeah.
I turned out fine.
Yeah.
but you know what? I hear stories that now the bullying is worse because of social media.
Probably.
And,
yeah. And texting and pictures.
Pictures. And you know what? I said to my friend, I was like, a mistake back in my day, a mistake, you had to do a few things. A mistake. Now a mistake is one click away.
Yeah.
It's so, you know, that's it's like, true. Boom. You
everything's fast.
Everything's changed now. Boom. Yeah. One picture, one thing. I think kids should just be conscious about shit they sent.
Yeah.
And shit they take pictures of.
Right.
And I think they should have like a class for it. I think somewhere before they reach school, they should have like somebody come and talk to the kids. It's like, yo, don't take pictures with your boob out because it will. All your friends will send it to each other. Don't Snapchat this. Don't do this. And don't, you know, a mistake is a click away. I think they should have like, you know, like a safe sex aid.
Right.
They have that. They should do a safe social media / you know, aid.
Oh, I think they have that. I
they
have,
do?
Well, they I think
I
they
know,
just.
They do?
No, well, I think the. The psychologist, no, what they call it, I don't know, but whatever the association of psychiatrists, whatever,
yeah,
have I think are discussing or maybe they've already put the a condition of social media addiction,
yeah,
and because you know it has the same symptoms you get when you are addicted to something else, like. It comes before everything else. Yeah. You know, you can't live without it.
You know,
it interferes with your life, things like that. You know?
You know, what's the messed up thing about it? Mm. I've read an article with this guy. He used to work for Facebook, and now he has all these businesses to you know raise awareness for things like this. He would say that like you know how in the notification buttons it's red.
Right.
Like when you have a notification, you
right,
if
right.
somebody liked your shit or whatever, it's red. There's a reason that it's red because Facebook has and like done like some sort of and I've read this in an article, so this might be wrong, but Facebook they've done research and the red stimulates the brain of like, and now you're conditioned to go to look for that red.
Right.
Well,
that's on the iPhone too,
and
right?
And that give you a stimulation. That's everywhere. That's why they chose red. And for like, they would like sometimes if you don't get a lot of likes, they learn that you log in more.
Mm.
And the more you log in, the more money they make, right?
Yeah.
So sometimes they have this, their algorithm sometimes withheld likes.
Uh-huh.
So think how vicious this is to make somebody believe like they don't like you. Just for you to log in again. It's like a vicious machine.
Right.
That all its design is to make you log in more through your friends. Well, because it sells ads.
Right.
It sells ads. The reason it's successfully selling ads is because it shows you things that your friends are doing. So there's the content that they own that is your friend's content that you want to see. This one got married. This one is this. This one is this. That's your friends. And in the middle, they give you advertisements. That's how they do their stuff. But this whole system is designed for you to log in more and more and more and more and more. And this guy claimed that they have done things that are mean towards the users just for them to log in more and more.
Probably,
so when you're talking about addiction, It's not just addiction because you know there's mind stimulations and stuff like that from the screens. These companies has studied what would make you be more addicted to them because that will raise their value. So think of like what we're up against.
Right.
It's crazy because this is your child. This is like one kid at school who's addicted or whatever kids.
Right.
But these are kids, and they're up against these gigantic business monsters that all they have in mind, not all, but the way they make their money is how can I make these eyes look more at my product?
Right. Well, I think that's happened for you know, since technology, you know, but
yeah,
but Facebook has that ability because they know so much about us and our tastes and our preferences, you know, that it's unbelievable, you know.
The problem is, I think that the technology is developing faster than regulation can enforce it. So let's say if the government came and say, you know what, this might be dangerous to kids under this and this amount of this age. If this child is registered in less than whatever, 10 years, whatever it is, you can't show him this. You can't show him that. You can do this as strategy on him. You can give him ads.
But why do you want the government to create that? I mean, should people like
who's going to create it?
Well, how
who are they going to listen to?
But how are you going to enforce something like that? You're going to say, you know, if you're letting your kid watch this, watch that, you're going to go to jail?
No, not then on the parents, not on the kids.
Then who?
On the companies saying you have to be responsible because now you have all kinds of people that are watching your product. If if let's say it's a child that's too young, we don't allow you to show him these and these things.
But
you
there's
can
no
show
kids.
Him.
But you can't be. You got to be a certain age to be on Facebook, don't you? Like 16 or 18 or 13.
I think the young kids don't even 13. Go on Facebook. Facebook has become like an old
old so thing. Instagram. because on
Snapchat.
Facebook you actually write.
Snapchat.
And Instagram, Snapchat.
The kids are not on Facebook.
Pictures.
The kids are not on Facebook. No. They're on Snapchat. They're on TikTok.
But that's a
there's
good
all,
thing.
Yeah.
Because then adults have a place to hang out too.
But that's exactly what you're saying. How can you enforce that?
Right.
It's hard because the technology is moving faster than anything you can enforce. Because there used to be, if you're a business and you sell some sort of product, you need to be responsible of what you're selling. And with all these tech companies, there's not enough regulation. See what happened with Zuckerberg, with that committee,
right?
With the Russians.
Right.
So Facebook has all this information, but so the government woke up and was like, wait, we need to enforce this. We need to control this, but they can't.
Right.
They can't.
Well, they'll try, but
it's a good thing and bad thing. What I'm saying.
But we have to be careful because we never had companies like this before in history.
Yeah.
You know, that have so much information on us. So we don't know.
So as they say, great power comes with great responsibility. But sometimes do you have to enforce this responsibilities on these companies, or do they have to have their own moral compass?
Right.
But can you make somebody have a moral compass?
No, and especially when they're so fucking biased, you know? I mean, all these, they find out that Google and Facebook are pretty biased, you know, able to change the direction of the elections. That powerful.
I don't think he meant to do it. I think he built something and it.
But Google, no.
When
Google started showing certain results higher on the page
you're
than
talking
others,
the SEO, not the paid ads, because Google they got the few first
not
ones
the
paid.
Ads, not the ads.
What their algorithm is choosing to, but you know what it is. It's also a money thing because you got companies that does the SEO.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can hire somebody that's so good at SEO and you pay them money, they will bring you to the top
that's
of the
bullshit.
Page.
That's bullshit. Not anymore.
Not anymore?
Not anymore.
Tell me why.
Because Google has figured everybody out.
Yeah,
SEO is just basic things now. It used to be like what they called black hat, where you do all kinds of different tricks.
I mean, SEO is,
tricks and shit like that. I mean, I did SEO before it was even called that. You know? That's how long I've been on the internet. But no, I mean, Google can decide who it's showing and who it's not showing.
Yeah, that's great power.
And YouTube is banned so many videos from the right that it's unbelievable. So that's what they took him to. They took him to Congress for hearings and exposed it. You know, I mean, there's one expert that says Google could affect about 8 million votes. That's a lot.
Wow.
That's a lot.
Wow.
Yeah. So that's what I'm saying. I mean, all these companies are like really, they have us by the balls, you know?
They do. They hold the information. Information is everything.
Yeah.
Is everything. They know everything. They know almost what you think because if you type it in Google, they will know about it.
Yeah, even Facebook. I mean, you can like not say anything about, you cannot, you may not write, like, for example, me, right? If I don't put, like, radio or podcast anywhere, yeah. then they won't see it, right? They won't know. But they fucking know, man, because of the things you even are interested in
yeah.
without even posting about them, you know?
They know. Just,
they know. They know, because they can follow this. And all this means is that in a few years, it's going to be even worse.
Yeah.
You know, and that's what I'm saying. When machines match our intelligence, we're in deep shit.
Yeah.
But hopefully that won't happen in my lifetime. And fuck what happens after that. What do I care, man?
Yeah. Yeah.
Is life amazing, though?
Yeah. You know? It is amazing. And, you know, with all the messed up stuff that's been going on, we still, I always remind myself, life used to be really hard.
Yeah.
Like, people used to die of plagues, you get a flu and die.
Right, and wars and animals,
life used to be harder. Now, it's just more complicated. I would say,
yeah,
it's not harder; it's just a little bit more complicated.
It's different, yeah. You know, we have to defend ourselves from different forces. You know,
yeah,
than it was before. But no, I meant more like life as far as. Things happen before and after you. You just sort of show up here one day.
Yeah.
Spent a few, you know, a few years here and then you go, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Well.
Anyway, I'm distracted here by this.
What?
But this one thing about, look, I like going outdoors and everything, right? But I'm careful. You know, if I go by myself especially, I'm careful. But you have these hikers that go by themselves and they get lost and they go missing.
Oh, yeah.
And apparently now there's a missing hiker in Hawaii for the past 10 days now. And so they're searching for them. And it's always the same story, you know. I mean, why would you go hiking? It's a totally unfamiliar terrain for you.
Yeah.
Why would you go there alone? It doesn't matter. I got lost when I went, and that was a what they call an open space in the middle of a small town in Oregon. But when you went in there, it was like you're in the woods or something, you know. And it was just like maybe a square mile of area, but I got lost there, and there are trails and everything. But I got lost, and finally this woman helped me out of there. It was like a maze, and I thought. Shit, you know, and I had my phone and everything. I had, yeah. I had the compass on the phone, but that didn't do anything for me because the trails don't go straight, you know. So, so that was scary. But that's what I'm saying, and that's a small thing. So what? You go in Hawaii to the fucking woods and
people do
nature and alone. I mean, what the fuck is that? You know, go somewhere safe. You can go alone, but be somewhere safe. Yeah. But they insist. I mean, these hikers are like so heavy duty, hardcore.
Well, you can go with somebody, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I have a friend. He's his company is rescuing people that are lost in Nepal, at sea, hiking, all those things. He has crazy stories. They would come with a helicopter.
Yeah.
You know, they all came from the Israeli army, so they know what they're doing, and that's what they do. They find the missing person and they save many lives. Not just helicopters, they hike, they find them.
Right, yeah.
They find them.
Shit.
Yeah.
That's pretty scary, man. I wouldn't want to be
And
caught
yeah,
in that.
The stories that he tells is even crazier than like hiking by yourself. People have done things that are so riskier than that.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a lot of things that I'm like, how can people do that? Well, they're young. They're usually very young.
Yeah. Yeah, they don't think much, but who knows? Last story before we go is lack of sleep may be ruining your sex life. And all I can say to that is agreed. I don't sleep much and I feel the effect. You
it's
know
not
I
mean? Lack of sleep. You it's, lack, fucking... it's lack of working out.
No. Believe me, I have sleep apnea. I don't sleep very well. I got the machine and I don't use it because it really irritates me.
Yeah.
So I'm back to not sleeping very well at all.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. No, let me give you an example. You think it's working out and shit. Let me show you how it's sleep. I went for sleep apnea, you know, which is your body's trying to breathe and you can't breathe in the middle of the night. So I went to this sleep clinic and they gave us a monitor to all these people. We went home and then we came back and they say, okay, there's a scale. If we see that your body wakes up like five times an hour, then that's acceptable. You know, it's the body, not you. In other words, I don't feel it happening. I'm just sleeping.
Yeah.
But it's happening, right? So they said five is acceptable. If you go up to 30, it's excessive, right? Uh-huh. Severe.
Yeah.
I got 60.
Really?
60 times an hour. That's every minute my body's trying to fucking, it's choking.
Oh, my God.
And trying to breathe. So I got this machine, the CPAP machine. Yeah. And you put it around and
but that's
your
not
nose
comfortable
and
to sleep.
Not
with.
Comfortable. You got like tubes and shit like that. Ugh. So people say you get used to it and it works for everybody and you sleep much better, but man, I can't do it. Can't do it. I don't know what's gonna happen. But yeah, if you guys not sleeping well, your sex life's probably or not sex life, but sex drive is probably influenced and I don't know if it really does, but all I know is I don't sleep enough. Anyway, Or, thank you.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks, everybody,
again,
for listening. Tomorrow we're going to have a male porn star.
What?
So we'll see what he has to say. See you tomorrow, everybody.
Sam in the Morning, only on LA Talk Radio.